This is the Daily Dope presented by The Gaming Gang for Tuesday, January 3rd, 2012. It's yet again time for another irrelevant look at the gaming news of the day. Howdy folks, I'm your host, Jeff McAleer. I'll begin by mentioning there are two recent reviews currently on our home site, thegaminggang.com, as Elliot tackles Shakeout, a dice game from the Crafty Gamer, and I tackle Dust Tactics Core Set Revised, a World War II / science fiction board game with miniatures from Fantasy Flight Games. I'm sure lots of you already know about Dust Tactics, but this is my take on the game. Later this week, we'll be recording our first podcast for the new year, so you won't want to miss out on that early next week. On a side note, if you like what we're doing over on The Gaming Gang, let us know. Leave a comment, send us an email, review the podcast on iTunes, join our Board Game Geek Guild. I bet loads of you didn't even know that one existed. Or simply tell a friend. We love feedback and we certainly dig people spreading the word. Okay, enough with the personal appeals and so forth. Let's get on with today's news. Hunter's Books is on the verge of releasing a new expansion for their horror role-playing game, Outbreak Undead, and it focuses on the backwoods. In fact, Hunter's Books is so excited, they're throwing a party. But first, more about the expansion. In the growing world of zombie survival, now that sounds kind of odd to say that. Growing world, zombie survival, doesn't seem to fit, right? But anyway, in the growing world of zombie survival, Los Angeles-based game developers Hunter's Books has shown its merit with its award-winning title, Outbreak Undead, in only one short year. With a buzzing community and hundreds of copies sold, it's become a growing sensation across the RPG world. As a result, they're happy to announce the release of their newest title, Outbreak Wild Kingdom, as the first official supplement to Outbreak Undead. In Outbreak Wild Kingdom, players are given the opportunity to test their skills of survival in even harsher conditions than what are described in Outbreak Undead. This book takes on the epic challenge of explaining in detail the outdoor wilderness element to zombie survival. I have to say, it's pretty tough to survive in Outbreak Undead, so I can only imagine how the difficulty's been ratcheted up for Wild Kingdom. The zombie genre is full of urban scenarios, which isn't a surprise considering that is where most zombie stories come from, explains Robert Watts, editor-developer for Hunter's Books. But not many people focus on what is likely in the case in surviving this apocalypse, wilderness survival. Outbreak Wild Kingdom will include new missions for surviving the elements, such as hunting, foraging, and preparing food. It also showcases the dangers of the various biomes and their natural resources, providing examples for everything from tundra to tropical rainforest. But what players will be most excited about is the expanded bestiary, which will include undead versions of all types of animals. And true to the Outbreak Undead way, the means in which for players to create their very own. Outbreak Wild Kingdom will be published by Studio 2, and will be available in stores starting the first week of February, after the book's release party in Hollywood, California. What's that, Jeff, you may ask? A release party? That's right. The Outbreak Wild Kingdom release party will be held at the Nerdist Theater in Hollywood, California on February 4th. It'll feature an open bar, raffles, zombie photos, demo games, and more. It's a good thing I don't live closer to Tinseltown because I'd say I'd be looking and acting like a zombie once I finished with that open bar. If you're a Californian or will be in Hollywood on February 4th, stop by the Outbreak Wild Kingdom release party. Just don't lose your head, or an arm, or leg, or innards. As mentioned on our previous podcast, Fantasy Flight Games found out that there were some serious issues with Forbidden Alchemy, the boxed expansion for Mansions of Madness, and that they were looking to correct those issues. Here's their press release. Last week, it came to light that our initial shipment of Forbidden Alchemy, the recently released Mansions of Madness expansion, contained some errors affecting playability. FFG has now concluded an audit of this product and have prepared a full list of any found issues, along with accompanying errata in the Forbidden Alchemy FAQ. FFG will offer free replacement parts to any customers affected by these errors. Only the initial shipment of Forbidden Alchemy was affected by the errors listed in the frequently asked questions. FFG has frozen further shipments of Forbidden Alchemy until we are able to correct the erroneous components. Once corrected, we will resume sales of the game. To determine whether your copy of Forbidden Alchemy already includes the corrected components, simply check the cover of your included Keeper Guide and Rules of Play / Investigator Guide booklets. If the tag Revised Printing appears on their covers, you have a corrected copy and no further action on your part is needed. If such a tag is missing, you have a copy of the initial Forbidden Alchemy shipment. In this case, listen on. FFG will ship free replacement parts via standard mail to customers affected by the errors in the initial shipment of Forbidden Alchemy, the English edition. In addition, as an apology for their trouble, such customers will also receive a free copy of FFG's new Arkham horror novel, Dance of the Damned, with their replacement parts, at least while supplies last. If you require these replacement components, please contact FFG's customer service department by emailing customerservice@fantasyflightgames.com. In the subject line, type Forbidden Alchemy Replacement Components and include your name and mailing address in the body of the email. Fantasy Flight Games will begin shipping corrected components along with your copy of Dance of the Damned as soon as they receive them. You may want to take a breath here because you have to keep in mind it's going to take 8 to 10 weeks for production and processing. Affected customers will receive the following replacement components: the Wrong Turn Mythos card, the Bone Saw starting item card, the Sword Cane starting item card, Studies on Hysteria starting item card, Memory Hole side effect card, Return of the Reanimator Objective 1B objective card, Fire and Vengeance Return of the Reanimator 3 event card, It's Him Return of the Reanimator 4 event card, Yellow Matter Objective 1C objective card, Rules of Play and the Investigator Guidebook, which is a revised printing, as well as the revised printing of the Keeper Guidebook. It's unfortunate there were issues with the initial print run of Forbidden Alchemy, but I have to say, you have to give it up to Fantasy Flight Games because they are making corrections. That's not something that every company out there would do. Some companies would just simply post updated material on their website or include a new frequently asked questions. They wouldn't go to the trouble of reproducing a bunch of the components of the game. As I said, it's too bad that there was the problem with this edition of the expansion, but at least FFG is doing the right thing. Time is running out to support our friend Byron Collins of Collins Epic Wargames, as there are only 4 days remaining to make your pledge to receive the Frontline General Spearpoint 1943 Terrain Expansion. This is a map and tile-based expansion to the fast-paced World War II-themed card game. It also expands a future game in the Spearpoint line, Frontline General Spearpoint 1943 Eastern Front. The map expansion takes the basic Spearpoint 1943 game to a new level of tactical enjoyment. Immersion is the goal as you dive into fictional intros by author Mark H. Walker, realistic artwork by German artist Mark von Marschall, and well-tested rules that seamlessly tie it all together with the original game and its components. What's that you say? You don't have the base game? CEW's got you covered with their support levels that also include the original Frontline General Spearpoint 1943 game, as well as the new expansion. It's important to keep in mind that Collins Epic Wargames is 90% ready for production of the expansion. All final artwork by artist Mark von Marschall is complete, the game is fully designed and well tested, and they've been demoing the expansion prototype at every game convention CEW attended in 2011 and received nothing but compliments from gamers who've played it. I have to point out, Elliot and I really dug Spearpoint 1943, and I gave it a score of 8.75 out of 10 over on the Gaming Gang. Keep in mind, your pledge could make the difference in bringing this product to fruition. So head over to Kickstarter or visit frontlinegeneral.com for more info. And finally, you say you live in the Hillsboro, New Jersey area? You can sing and love the board game Clue? What a coincidence, because you'd be perfect to audition for Clue the Musical. That's right, I said Clue the Musical, to be presented by the Somerset Players. Who done it? Colonel Mustard in the kitchen with a candlestick? Or Miss Scarlet in the parlor with a rope? You've played the game as a kid, now play as an adult. The beloved, yes, beloved by some, board game comes musically alive as the household secrets of the ultimately dead Mr. Body tunefully unfold with the characters and rooms and weapons you know so well. Maybe Professor Plum did do it in the study with the revolver. See if you can guess who done it as you happily hum along. Auditions will be held January 29th and 30th at 7 p.m., and callbacks are February 1st at 7 p.m. if needed. Weekend performance dates are April 20th through May 6th of 2012. If you're interested, and who wouldn't, it's Clue for God's sake, you want to contact the Somerset Players in Hillsboro, New Jersey. Clue the Musical. What's next? The Game of Life as performance art? Theater in the Round Risk? Ay, ay, ay. All right, that's all for this edition, but I will be back tomorrow, I promise. Or for some, maybe they'll take that as a threat. The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.